Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It has been a heck of a month. I don't know if you've noticed it, but I have certainly noticed over the last month, and especially over the last 2 weeks, an increase in the incidence of just plain meanness. My sister, you've seen it, yes. It's manifesting itself in all kinds of ways, and I've experienced it in a couple of different incidences this week that I want to share with you. It seems as though people are very anxious, and not without reason. The other day on the radio, I heard them talking about the first and second quarters of our economic life, and they very cautiously described them as being on par with or worse than the Depression. So we can understand maybe why people are anxious. But what's harder to understand is the reaction. So the other day I was driving on the freeway, as oft I have, and much to my amazement and surprise, there was construction. The left-hand lane was closed. Now, I don't drive a big car. I drive just a normal-sized car. But even I could see for some distance that the lane ahead was going to be closed. And so, being a good, dutiful Lutheran, I immediately moved to the right, left the lane open, and sure enough, as I drove up to where the construction was, some idiot in a giant SUV came zooming down by me, and he not only cut in front of me, he literally pushed me off the road. He just kept coming. And I thought to myself, oh, how I wish I was still driving my 1977 Toyota Land Cruiser FJ40 with the 6-foot deer sweep on the front of it. Rust streaming down the sides. Nobody ever bothered me. I had nothing to lose. But driving a Saturn, a car for the humble, nobody actually cares what you think. And he just pushed me off the side. And I was so angry. All I could think of was, you know, what is so important about your time that you would bypass all of these lovely, patient people who've been sitting for 10 minutes waiting to get through this construction, but you're more important than all of us? I was really mad. We all got through it, and he just sort of went on his way, and I went on my way hoping that perhaps a large hole would open up in front of his car at any moment. And I carried it with me for the rest of the week. And it happened. I won't bore you with all the other ways that people have been kind of inconsiderate and mean all week. They just seem like they don't care. And then yesterday, after feeding all of these people from the Concordia Choir as part of HYOC, I took my little family over to Burger King, waited for Seth like we always do, got into line where it very clearly says, order, pick up. Order, pick up. I dutifully, being a Lutheran, stood by the order line, and the lady motioned me forward, and a gentleman came, and he stepped right in front of me. And I had had it. Now, my wife would probably disagree with me, but in general, I'm pretty demure in public and fairly nice. I looked at him, and I said, "Did you just cut in front of me?" Now, generally, people are afraid of me in public. I'm larger than most people, all of that. And he looked at me and said, "Yes." And I thought to myself, how would it look if the pastor of Lutheran Church of Honolulu taught this man to fly today? Yes! I really wanted to pick him up, throw him through the window, and say, order here. You're not picking anything up. So just as I began to get angry with him, and I don't know if you wives do this with your husbands, but it's sort of like they grab onto your arm, you know. And he said, oh, I just forgot my cup. I felt like such a fool. I had let all of that anxiety and anger, that meanness build up in me. What I forgot is that I could not control the meanness of others. I could not control everyone else's reaction to the anxiety of our society of fear. But I could control me. So I prayed about it, and I thought about it, and realized that the problem is that I was letting the world control my spirit and not God. So as I read in the Gospel of Mark today where the Spirit comes upon Jesus in his baptism, I'm reminded that that's the same Spirit that I received and you received in your baptism. Our desire sometimes, as we experience the meanness of the world, as we experience the anxiety of an economic disaster, the uncertainty of our jobs, the uncertainty of our economic future. It's easy to get wrapped up in the things of this world and forget the promise of God. To be drawn into God's compassion for the sake of a hurting world. The path of least resistance is so often revenge. I wanted my hamburger now, apparently. But as I look back now, I could have made a different choice. I could have just said, well, you know, he's going to get his hamburger and his cholesterol bullet just a little earlier than me. Or I could have chosen to go to a restaurant and had a nice salad. Not so much. I think the gospel lesson and the story of Noah draw us into a relationship with the whole world that calls us first to put off fear, to not be afraid. God brought Noah and Noah's people and all of those critters in this wonderful story, not so that God could destroy them again, but as a sign of God's deep and abiding love. That begins in a bow set in the cross and is lived or set in the sky and continues in a cross upon a hill. These enduring symbols that even in the midst of the craziness of our economic times, a time when nonprofits across the world are experiencing almost unprecedented retraction in their income, at a time when businesses are folding and people are losing their jobs, it's so easy to give in to anxiety and forget the gift that we received in water and word. The gift that claims us for the sake of the world and sends us out for the sake of the world. What these lessons do is they refocus us at a time when we desperately need to be refocused. It refocuses on those words that God said to Jesus as he came up from the water and that God said to us as we came up from the water, "You are my child in whom I am well pleased." God sent Jesus out into the wilderness for 40 days, which happens in Mark immediately. And in the midst of our own wilderness, we need to remember that indeed God's time is fulfilled and that the good news of God is to be shouted from every mountaintop by us. Repent. Turn around. Repent from our fear. Repent from our desire for revenge. Repent from our immediate emotional response to someone else's anger, someone else's fear, and live love. It's a hard request, certainly for me. I probably would have much rather taught the gentleman to fly, a remnant from my youth, but instead I simply could have invited him to go first. I think we are called in this day and our time to remember our baptism and the Spirit that God gives us, God's promise of life and love given to us in a bow set in the sky, to move out from ourselves within our own congregation into a community that needs to hear the proclamation of God's word for the world. You are my child, beloved. I am well pleased. Amen.